Let's talk sports and politics. The 1968 Olympics brought an iconic moment of civil disobedience when two American sprinters on the medal podium raised their fists in a Black Power salute. Here's one of them, Tommy Smith, speaking afterward to Howard Cosell.
The right glove that I wore on my right hand signified the power in Black America.
At this year's Games in Beijing, some activists want athletes to speak out against the Chinese Communist Party for its treatment of minority Uyghurs, on democracy in Hong Kong and Tibet. But the Chinese government has warned of strict consequences, and the International Olympic Committee seems to be towing the line. Our next guest advises athletes to hold their comments until they fly home. Noah Hoffman is a former Olympic cross-country skier and founding board member of the advocacy group Global Athlete. Welcome, Noah, to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
There are a couple arguments here. One is the shut up and dribble mentality, where athletes don't want to get tainted by politics. But another argument is, listen, this is a moment for civil disobedience. Tommy Smith and John Carlos in Mexico City raised the Black Power fist. That was a big deal. You tell U.S. athletes not to engage in politics in Beijing. Why not?
Yeah, and to be clear, I'm not of the shut up and dribble mentality. I really believe that athletes, first of all, are human beings first, and that, like everybody, they have a right to speak out about political issues, and that they can be real leaders and role models in society using their platform that they gain as athletes. But at these games, it's just not worth the risk. And I had to think hard before advising athletes not to speak out. I thought about what I would do. But what happened with Peng Shuai, where she spoke out about sexual violence against a CCP member.
Right, the Chinese professional tennis player.
Yeah, exactly. And then she disappeared from public life. And then the way that the IOC responded to that by kind of working with the Chinese Olympic Committee, which is closely tied to the CCP, to hold these video calls with Peng.
Very heavily managed interviews.
Yeah, helped to kind of silence the story. And that reaction where the IOC really chose to support the CCP at the direct harm of an athlete scared me. And it said that if an athlete gets on the wrong side of Chinese authorities while they're in Beijing, they shouldn't expect any support from the IOC. And that puts athletes in a horrible position. And I think it's just not worth the risk because of those circumstances. And there are ways that athletes are vulnerable to authority that other people are not. For instance, things like COVID protocols in China are extremely opaque. We've seen athletes put into COVID isolation facilities without any understanding of why they're there or why they're posing a medical risk to others, given their medical circumstances and their testing history or their history of infection. And so athletes are scared of consequences that are soft, not just explicit consequences.
Let me ask you about athletes potentially raising some of these human rights questions after they leave and go home. Nathan Chen, the American, just captured the gold medal in figure skating, with the whole world watching. He's been outspoken against the Chinese Communist Party in the past, but so far quiet in Beijing. Will he be a kind of test case for whether he re-raises some of these issues when he comes back to the States?
I hope so. I mean, somebody like Nathan Chen has a huge platform, and because he's just won gold after the disappointment that he had in Pyeongchang, he's going to have a huge megaphone when he gets home. He'll be on many of the morning talk shows on TV. He'll be doing radio interviews and newspaper interviews. And if he's really outspoken on these issues, it's going to get a ton of attention, especially because he may be home from the games before the games are over. There's a whole network in place to support athletes, and I hope that they do. Athletes like Nathan Chen take advantage of that.
You are a former Olympian. I imagine you're in communication with many current Olympians. What are the other costs that they face for speaking out, whether it's commercial risks with sponsors or perhaps not being allowed on the team if you're too outspoken? What about that?
Yeah, so for instance, my career, you know, I was never an Olympic medalist. And honestly, I was never really close to the Olympic podium. I did win one World Cup during my career, which was a huge highlight for me. But I was one of those athletes that had to make it work financially in order to pursue my goals. And of course, I dreamed of being that Olympic champion. And I really, until close to the very end of my career, I thought that I could. And that's why I was out there fighting as hard as I could. But in order to financially support myself, I relied on private donors. I relied on small sponsors small companies that were really invested in me as a person, maybe more than the financial return that I could bring those companies. And those types of relationships are dependent on your public image and on what you say. And any misstep by an athlete can put their entire financial sustainability of their career at risk. Athletes are not just facing any legal backlash or political backlash in such a divisive political landscape. They're also facing the need to continue to financially support themselves and continue to be able to compete.
Noah Hoffman is a former Olympic cross-country skier, and he's on the board of Global Athlete, the athlete advocacy group. Noah, thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me, Scott.